This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Turning back to last night's debate, Vice President Kamala Harris seemed to employ the same old strategy at the event.
Let's check in with on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, the reaction this morning is that basically Kamala Harris won in a TKO.
Yeah, I would have to say, especially in the Bay Area. But then the watch parties here were like 49er parties. I mean, going in, they were going to be rooting for Harris, and coming out, they were cheering even louder. It was interesting, though, the form she used last night, it's the same one that she's used in a number of her races. She used it with when she ran against Linda Sanchez for Senate, and against Steve Cooley for Attorney General. And even back when her time when she was up against Terrence Hallinan for district attorney. And that is, you answer whatever questions given to you the way you want to, not necessarily giving the answer. When she's asked about the economy and inflation, she starts talking about her vision of being grown up as a middle class woman and then going to create an opportunity economy. But then she quickly pivots on just about every key question to her opponent, hits him with a jab, and then lets him go off. And that's what she did repeatedly with Donald Trump. She would answer a question, turn to him, hit him with a jab, whether it be about the size of his crowds at his rallies, and he would just dissemble.
Boy, she's a good debater and a good baiter.
That's the line. That is the line, Margie. I'm going to steal that from you because I'm not sure. Yeah, she was a good debater, but she was a better baiter. I mean, even on the areas where Trump is strongest with undecided voters, let's say on the border. Again, what she did was when it came up with the border and immigration, she started answering the question, and then she turned and said something about, Trump, you're so boring, and you've said this stuff before about, the criminals coming in over the border. Even the crowds at your rallies are walking out on you. They can't take it anymore. And he just went for that rather than going for the top line where he's strongest. He went for why people were not leaving his rallies, that he's bigger than ever. And by the way, the undocumented immigrants are eating the dogs in Springfield, Ohio, which was like, what? So she brought out the worst in him. It was like a prosecutor doing a cross-examination where she brought out the worst of him. She stayed composed. She stayed in her corner. And she just smiled and was unflappable while he just went off. And that's what she did. She baited him.
Thank you very much, Phil. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.